This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the fun.
Family Farm, Luke Bryan bringing us into another episode of the American Family Farmer, which you can access the podcast every week. Different information for you, trying to help your farm be more successful. The American Family Farmer Show.com is where you go. And this program brought to you in part by Martha Stewart and her new enterprise, Martha and Marley Spoon. This is especially poignant, I think, for people on the farm, because we're always focused on the food that's grown on the farm, and this stuff comes from local farmers, ingredients that get delivered straight to your door. Makes it easier than ever to cook a really good meal. So for those listening, we have farmers' interests here, farm businesses, locavores that like the food that we're growing on our farms. This is a good, like, out-of-season way for you to get the best kind of a meal. If you want to be part of Martha's free test taste, you get three free meals when you text the word fork to 246-810, okay? Great food. Text the word fork, 246-810. Easy to prepare. First 100 people to text the word fork to 246-810 right now can be part of the free taste test. Three free meals. Text fork to 246-810. I'm happy to report to you that it's finally feeling like spring, at least here in New England where I am. As I do this program, I'm looking at sunny skies for the first time in what seems like a long time. And it takes its toll. This weather takes its toll in many different ways, psychologically, economically. I can't get on any land. It's the middle of May. Can't get on any land. I can't spread fertilizer. I have a lot of, I have a nutritional kind of neat base of fertilizers and wood ash and that kind of stuff. Can't, it's too heavy. You can't harrow fields to prepare them to plant them. You just can't do anything. And I know that that scenario is being replayed all over the eastern part, midwestern part of our country. So maybe we just we think about it and not much you can do about it. It just is frustrating. I've been meeting with farmers of all types because I'm trying to sort of get interest in the hemp program here in Massachusetts, get farmers to grow hemp. There's a whole separate can of worms with that because can't take action because the state refuses to get with the rest of the program, if you will. There were a lot of winter meetings. I've been to both the Farm Bureau meetings and to the National Farmers Union meetings talking about a lot of things going on in Washington. Unusually, well, it is usually the case, but unfortunately, we are so focused on what's going on in Washington and the farm bill now with this weather and the trade program. I usually spend the first few minutes of each of our get-togethers talking about the news, and I think that this, especially on the heels of the unsuccessful trade negotiations with China, the White House is going to increase tariffs, and it affects $200 billion worth of goods from China, and at least that much, if not more, coming from our country. And much of the imports that China takes in are agricultural in nature. So the farmers are getting in the chops again, and because of that, and because of the weather, and because of the big ag businesses trying to put the smaller mid-level farmers out of business, we get this continuing fight on our hands. And, you know, you wonder, okay, why am I doing this thing? This is really a time when a lot of people, I know a lot of friends of mine who are agriculturalists, who just say, you know what, I'm fed up with this. The government screws up everything. The weather, the economics of these huge agribusinesses, Cargill and the like, just trying to poach on everything that we do. The quality isn't there, but yet people don't seem to care. They want cheap. So at what point are you going to realize, folks, those of you listening who are not from the farm community and aren't locavores, that will pay the price that they need to pay in order to have good food? The Chinese say they're going to enforce necessary countermeasures. And again, that basically, even though they are unfair, you're not going to hear anything good from me about the Chinese. I think they're scurrilous, cheaters, unfair, manipulative, come up with any number of words. Their trade practices are clearly a problem that need to be fixed. There's no question about that. But addressing these practices has kind of created a new problem for American farmers. A form of lost export markets, commodity glut here in our country, severely depressed prices. The commodity markets are going, this week they've suffered with the rest of the market because of this trade war. Stock market went down a couple of days, now it's back up a bit, but the commodities markets are not. Corn and soybeans, certain things like that are at the heart of the trade war with China. The escalation suggests there's no end in sight. Looks like there isn't another real serious meeting until next month at some point in time. So at this point, what can you expect? Export markets are not going to go back to where they were. The damage has been done. And so how is it that you look at the economy, what's the economic outlook for you? I would like to think and like to feel like it was better and that we're going to have a better year this year. But between the weather and the trade and the escalating fight for control of the food dollar from the big agribusinesses, it doesn't look good. You get kind of nearsighted here. I think we look at our own farm and to a point lose touch with the industry and what's going on. There are a lot of the ag schools that are trying to explain what the outlook is for agriculture, and none of it is encouraging. It just isn't. And so why would you go into the farming business? And that's another real serious problem that we're not grasping because people are so used to eating cheap crap. And I just think that we need to be... I would advise that if you have extra cash and working capital, you need to hold on to it. The trade instability is going to, no matter what agreements, as I say, we're going to be jammed up here for a while. And it is what it is. 14 past the hour here on the American Family Farmer. In a moment, we're going to meet Bobby Wilson, who runs an organization called Dairy Together. DairyTogether.com is the website. I think you ought to check that out as I bring you into that conversation in a few moments. Right now, if you, as with a lot of farmers, have joint aches and pain, you're getting a little older, and you've, like I have had on the farm, lots and lots of injuries over the years. So my knees ache, my ankles ache, my hips ache, back. I love the farm and I love doing it, but at the end of the day sometimes you don't feel so hot. And maybe you get into bed and you don't feel too hot. So here's something to consider. You can feel better. I found this company came to me and said, "Will you talk about our product?" And I said, "Yeah, this looks like a good thing. Let me try it." So in a couple of days I did feel better in my neck, my hands, my back, my shoulder. Sierracil is the product, S-I-E-R-R-A-S-I-L. Their joint formula 14 is named thus because it'll help you feel better in 14 days or you'll get your money back. Guaranteed to work on your joints, all of them. Actually, you'll start feeling better in 4 or 5 days. I did. My knees are moving better, my hips, my ankles. So I don't want joint aches to hold me back, and I don't want it to hold you back. Try my choice for relief. Joint Formula 14, go to achefree.live, achefree.live. Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil will work, and if it doesn't, you get your money back. So let's join a lot of listeners frankly, that are trying this. Joint formula, 14 capsules, $27.99 is the special. Use the code DJV. Normally they're $39.95. You get them now with a code for $27.99 at achefree.live.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee, receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A token and toner of our appreciation.
May is Customer Appreciation Month at Staples.
Right now, you can earn 15% back in rewards when you purchase $75 of ink or $200 of toner.
That's no small token.
Just our way of saying thanks.
You're welcome.
Not to you.
Oh, right.
15% back in rewards on ink and toner. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 5/18/19. In store only. Visit staples.com/15inrewards for details.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you now to Bobby Wilson, who is the Government Relations Associate for the Wisconsin Farmers Union. You have been around, I'm guessing, I should ask you, are you a farm kid? Are you a lifelong farm person, Bobby?
No, I am not. I am actually a townie, as some of our members would refer to me. I grew up in a small city in a very agricultural county in Oregon, so exposed to farming, but I am not a farm kid. I grew up in town and was really drawn to agriculture in my early adult years.
So the Wisconsin Farmers Union, I belong to the National Farmers Union and the New England Farmers Union. You're a branch of that, are you not?
Correct. So we have National Farmers Union that works on federal policy based in D.C., and we have several, about 30-plus state farmers union organizations across the country.
So you worked as a farm manager in what aspect of farming?
I worked as a farm manager when I was in college. I took a little bit of time off to go work on a pretty small-scale direct market farm. I was a farm manager mostly focused on producing vegetables for farmers markets and milking goats.
How important is your education? And this is for people coming along, younger folks. Try to encourage people who are younger to get into farming. A lot of people who don't come from the farm are getting involved, as a lot of people who do come from the farm go away because they don't like the shape they've seen. They've grown up around it, and so they're going away. So we're encouraging other people, trying to get other people to get involved. And a lot of them have college degrees in various areas. Your college degree is in environmental studies. How does that help you be a better farmer?
Well, I think that that made me care about sort of the broad range of issues, environmental and social issues that are tied to our food system and tied to agriculture. So that was part of what piqued my interest. But for folks who are interested in getting involved in farming, you can do it either from an academic perspective or, you know, folks who are interested in doing farming firsthand, try an internship program, try the Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farming program, which is what I did, and really learn from people who are already out there doing the work. If you're interested in apprenticing and getting into farming as a career.
Your focus now is on dairy. Certainly being in Wisconsin, that's a big dairy state like Vermont is here in New England and New York kind of used to be. So we're going to sort of zero in on that as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To focus on dairy, because dairy farmers are getting it, having a more difficult time, I think, than anybody for a longer period of time. Bobby Wilson is here from Dairy Together. You can go to the website, dairytogether.com. I want to talk about the state of dairy as it not only affects what's going on in Wisconsin, but here. And here, when I say here, I mean in New England, but this program is geared at helping farmers all around the country. I just happen to have my experience with cows, basically with Jerseys, the brown breeds. And in New England, I still raise Jersey heifers every year on my farm. And so I'm sympathetic because I milk cows for a long time and sold raw milk on my farm for quite a few years. But the government just made it almost impossible. Weather conditions, the reality that I'm a suburban farmer instead of a rural farmer, and all the pressures on the land, all kinds of stuff. I'm not complaining. I miss having cows to milk, frankly. And I think that's the case with so many people who have just given up because of, frankly, I lay the blame, not that it fixes the problem, but the blame goes back to the Bush administration, when the Suiza family from Texas that controlled Dean Foods and Dairy Farmers of America got a lot of money for the George Bush election campaign. And so they were given a slot and an opportunity. The rules changed 8 or 10 months into the administration, and they now control about 75-80% of the fluid milk supply in the country. And the job of the last CEO was to make sure that they could buy, instead of $21 or $22 milk, get it down to $14, $15, $16, and he did. He got a $3 million bonus, and now farmers are going out of business left and right. I don't know where these people think they're going to get their milk, but are you dealing with that reality, Bobby, there in Wisconsin?
Yeah, we are certainly feeling the pain here in Wisconsin. Milk prices have been below cost of production for 5 years straight, and we're not seeing any signs of improvement. So here in Wisconsin, just in 2018 alone, we had 691 family dairy farms go out of business.
Yeah.
So clearly the pressure is mounting. Right now we're heading into spring planting. People are getting those spring operating loans. Some people are getting them, and others are really forced with some tough decisions right now. So I think you pinpointed a really important policy choice that happened that's had a huge effect on the situation. But I really see, you know, a history of just decades of bad farm policy that has told farmers, dairy farmers and all farmers across the board to produce as much as possible, as cheaply as possible to supply food for these global export markets. And it's just really decimated our farm economy, and a lot of farmers are not able to keep up.
No, and the pressure from developers because we don't have enough housing makes the land more valuable. I know my land is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars an acre. I could put 200 houses on it tomorrow and make millions of dollars. I've been fighting to save the farm for years and years and years, and finally I figured out a way to do it with the help of some other friends and family. But it's not, I mean, there are things we can do that are going to make the farm more viable here in New England. Growing hemp is one of the things to use our land on, but that still doesn't help. It helps the farmer survive and maybe in some circumstances thrive, but it doesn't speak to the issue of where we're going to get our milk and the quality of the milk as well. Look at the people that you know that are dairy farmers in Wisconsin. You know they have pride in what they do. You know that they know what they're doing versus these guys that can't speak English that are milking cows with robots down in Texas and Arizona and California and New Mexico, and the stuff they're producing is crap. So, and it just, it's gotten to be crazy. It is. It's crazy. And the people using the product should be the ones making a lot of noise along with us, the farmers. We continue with this focus. Bobby Wilson from DairyTogether.com is with us.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out. out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring to turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife.
Farmers Unite, American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. The American Family Farmer Show website. Go to American Family Farmer Show to get the highlights, the things that we have talked about, podcasts. I'll give you the rundown after we spend a little more time here with Bobby Wilson. Excuse me. This whole business of the Farmers Union. Tell us what you're doing in Wisconsin specifically to help the dairy farmer.
Sure. So Wisconsin Farmers Union started a campaign project that is called Dairy Together. And this is not a separate organization. It's still facilitated by Wisconsin Farmers Union. But it's an opportunity for us to really dig in on the issues that are affecting dairy farmers in particular, and to really build this grassroots movement to create a viable farm economy for dairy farmers and the rural communities that depend on them.
So should we have all of us that belong to the Farmers Union, should we have a Dairy Together in all of our states? Should there be a national Dairy Together?
Sure. And actually, Dairy Together was started by Wisconsin Farmers Union, but it is not specific to Wisconsin. We have members and participants from across the country. So really, we are trying to include everyone and have this big tent approach to talk about issues that are affecting Wisconsin dairy farmers, but also dairy farmers across the country. So we are in the process of building this national movement.
You got weather that you can't do anything about. You have politics on a national level. Is it necessary, though, for it to be some of the focus to be non-governmental?
Some of love it. You know, there's a lot that can happen through cooperatives, for example. But really, we see the problem stemming from bad federal policies. So we know that in order to fix these problems in the long term, we need to put some pressure on our members of Congress and change the policies that are really driving farmers out of business.
Bobby, do you think it's a result of the larger scale advertising, the availability of cheap food, not necessarily good food, but cheap food, and people buy, they don't think for whatever the reason. Look at all of the problem with obesity in our country, the quality of food, and even the quality once it leaves the farm and goes to dairy farmers or whoever it is that's processing the milk. What comes out isn't anywhere near the quality, at least when the milk comes from these huge farms. We don't get to differentiate between the good quality local farms and the milk they're producing and the stuff that's shipped in from God knows where.
Right. And right now the economic incentive is not about quality, it's about quantity.
Yeah,
it's about producing as much as possible at the lowest cost possible in order to give the masses, our population, cheap food. And so I don't blame, you know, consumers for saying, you know, farmers, you need to go hungry so we can have cheap food. I don't think that it's really worked that way. But when we look at farming as just an economic enterprise and not a system that is so important socially and environmentally and culturally, then we have problems when the only value that we see in farming is the dollar and not the nutritious qualities and all those other aspects that are tied to the food that we put in our bodies.
It's so important. You point out something, the social cultural background and benefit here. And it goes to even the respect that's shown to farmers. I know in my community, I'm the only one who has cows. There are a couple of other producers of produce. There's an organic farm, there's a regular farmer doing produce, and that farm's been doing it for 190 years. So there's some tradition. But when I get out on my tractor and I'm up and down the roads, they're narrow country roads. People use these roads now for shortcuts to bigger communities. So if I'm out on the farm, or if I'm on the road going, if I'm haying, let's say, bringing a piece of equipment from one field to another, and somebody gets behind me and doesn't like that I'm only going 20 miles an hour, starts blowing the horn, giving me the finger, flashing his lights, yelling and screaming, and there are children in the car that see this. So when I go to the common, we have a little display on the common, and young children sort of make fun of the young girls who are bringing the heifers in to show them to younger children. Younger children love it, but children who are high school youngsters her age make fun of her. And it's that's that cultural stuff you're talking about, showing no respect for what the animals are all about, or the process of growing food. It's just, they're different, so we'll laugh at them. And that, I find that disgusting, frankly. I get angry, and sometimes I get a little mouthy around kids who don't show any respect. But that's part of the problem. The family life we have today doesn't concentrate or focus or even teach respect for things like this that are so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that now, you know, we have less than 2% of the American population farming, and so there's this huge disconnect between average consumers and where their food comes from, and I think that's where a lot of that comes from, is that people in rural areas are, fewer and far between than they were, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, and so you see that people just don't really understand the rural lifestyle anymore, or have any respect for rural communities or for farming in general. And I think kind of take for granted what it takes to put that food on the plate every day. And so I think as a society, we really need to value agriculture more. We need to value farmers more. And one other thing that goes along with that disrespect is the fact that we expect our farmers to go to work every day, work 12 hours, and lose money. That's the situation for the majority of farmers right now, is that they're working long days. They don't get these, paid vacations or weekends off. They're going to work every day and oftentimes losing money doing it to feed the rest of the country. And that is just, that just demonstrates how little we value farming and agriculture in this country, because what other job would tell you, you're going to come to work and you're going to pay me to do it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Right. Yeah. And it is, you know, the bold facts, the broad stroke, the narrow stroke. If we take the number of farms in the past 10 years that were producing milk and subtracted 17,000 dairy farms out of business in the past 10 years, we cannot sustain quality milk and dairy products that way. And there's also the onslaught of phony milk, the coconut milk and almond milk and silk milk and whatever that other crap is. When people interview, I did a television program not long ago, and the host, because we were talking about dairy, the host said, well, what do you think about all of these almond milk? And I looked at him and I said, that's not milk. If it doesn't come from a mammary gland, it's not milk. And he looked at me kind of startled, and then he thought, okay. And so, but they keep using the word milk. That stuff's not milk. And so why it is that we allow ourselves to be, you know, taught that milk is bad for us, so we have 1%, 2%, the butterfat. We need anybody who knows anything about the body knows how important really good fats are. There's the ignorance of people saying, oh, all fat is bad. No, all fat isn't bad. But it's the education that comes with this, and that, and you're right. We have so many people that are trying to, whether in government, out of government, put us out of business. God knows where we'll be in 10 years from now. And that is, my cattle dealer can't find me good quality Jersey calves to raise, as there aren't any around. And Holstein, you know, you're just finding market for cows. It's a tough deal. I'm talking too much about the negative side. Let's go back in a moment to talking about the positives of what is being done and what hope you see as we move ahead here. Bobby Wilson from Dairy Together, website dairytogether.com. Interesting news there and some ideas on how you can take action. We're going to give you that info as we continue here on the American Family Farmer. Here's something for all farmers to pay attention to. If you've got a lot of old vehicles around that you've been meaning maybe to repair or to junk, here's a way for you to support the American Institution of the Family Farm. Donate your car, your truck, your tractor, your trailers, your old equipment, whatever has value I'm going to give you a telephone number. It's 888-342-GIVE. This is an outfit that's accepting all kinds of vehicles, trucks, as I said, tractors, motorcycles, boats, trailers, equipment, you name it. Your donation qualifies for a tax credit for sure, and it helps to inspire and to keep some of the family farms that are operating operational. Because only 15 cents out of every dollar on average that you buy food with, only 15 cents of your budget for food, 15 cents of every dollar goes to the farmer. The rest of it goes to the producers, the middleman, all that stuff, part of what we're talking about here with Bobby. So if you would like to get a tax advantage, clean up your yard, and help the American family farmer, call 888-342-GIVE or go online to the djvshow.com, djvshow.com website, and there's a donate button right there. It says donate your car. Push that button, and you'll get the information. They'll come. Won't cost you anything to have the car, truck, or whatever it is taken away, and you'll benefit with a donation that's tax deductible. 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4488, or complete the form online at djvshow.com.
Hey, Jan, did you look into my suggestion about switching to Sprint?
I owe too much my wireless contract to think about switching right now.
Don't let that stop you. Sprint's offering up to $650 per line to cover your switching costs.
$650?
It's their way of giving you a clean slate. Plus, if you lease a new iPhone, you can get an incredible new iPad on them.
This weekend only at your local Sprint store. Switch to Sprint and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line via prepaid MasterCard. And if you lease a new iPhone, we'll give you an incredible new iPad on us. Get to your local Sprint store this weekend and save.
Less required phone trading credit provided after online registration and phone activation. Amount based on early termination fee charged and remaining phone balance. Card terms, conditions, and exclusion apply. Member FDIC. iPad 6 generation, 32 gigabytes, $0 per month. After 1970 monthly credit for 24 months credit applied within 2 bills. Applies new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remain balance due. Tax will be exempt.
At Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. We build competence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors work face-to-face with students using the proven Mathnasium method to build the foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Schedule your no-obligation first visit at one of our 1,000 Mathnasium centers today at 888-660-MATH. That's 888-660-MATH.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with word on yet another chance, I put chance in quotation marks, for the government to get into your pants here. There's a new bill called the Opportunity for Fairness in Farming Act, Senate 935, introduced by Mike Lee, a Republican from Utah, Cory Booker, a Democrat from New Jersey, Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky, and Elizabeth Warren, an interesting combination, from Massachusetts, a Democrat. The Opportunity for Fairness in Farming would address undue influence in the checkoff programs by lobbying organizations. We all know how lobbying organizations work, and now we have to actually pass bills to keep them from messing things up. This legislation would stop federally mandated checkoff dollars from being transferred to parties that seek to influence government policies. In other words, the taxpayer, you and me, has supported a checkoff program. We also get the beef and whoever it is that's vegetables that get support. Checkoff means the money goes to help promote these various products. And so under this bill, there'd be a prohibition against conflicts of interest in contracting and decision-making operations in the checkoff programs, stop federally mandated funds from being used for anti-competitive programs. In other words, it finally puts a consciousness. That's what fairness in farming is. So the farmer actually gets some benefit out of the promotion instead of money being funneled to some of these anti-competitive organizations that don't help the farmer. They hurt the farmer. So perhaps you'd like to have your senator know how you feel about this. Contact your senator and get him to support Senate 935, the Fairness in Farming Act. Farmers find a lot of value in sharing with each other, and so we're going to spend a few minutes here with Bobby. By the way, the ability to give your tractors or whatever you have around the farm to this operation, 888-342-GIVE. You can also find the button at American Family Farmer Show. com in order to give. You can just fill out the info there at American Family Farmer Show. And that's where you find the info, or you find a lot of the past programs. I want to spend what time we have left here with Bobby Wilson on that. When it comes to taking action and doing something, let's go through a list, a laundry list with you, things that you think people, farmers and supporters of dairy farmers, can do right now to help the situation.
Sure. Well, big picture, we are looking at changing the policies that we have at the federal level that tell farmers to produce too much. So the problem right now is that prices have been low for over 5 years, and that comes from a glut of milk on the market. We are simply producing more than we can profitably sell. We're seeing huge expansions of these mega dairies that are flooding the market, and it's driving all the small and medium-sized family farmers out of business. So big picture, that is a problem, and that's really what we're trying to focus on with the Dairy Together movement. We think that we need a system to better balance supply and demand and to make sure that we are not forcing farmers to sell their products at a loss.
Well, so, if I may add to that, or an adjunct, if you belong to Dairy Farmers of America and the co-op takes your milk, you're creating the problem or helping cause the problem. Find another co-op. Find another way. And I would bet a lot of Wisconsin, there's some local folks who are running little plants and producing maybe co-ops of 6-8 farms. We do that in New England to get dairy farmers out of America out of the picture. Are you doing that?
Well, I mean, that's part of the problem, but farmers are faced with fewer and fewer options of where to ship their milk because there is such a glut. There are not a whole lot of small, medium, or large size co-ops or processors that are accepting any more milk right now. So while I think that that could work in a different scenario, not a feasible option for a lot of farmers. So
all right,
really,
I'm going to send people to your website, dairytogether.com, facebook.com/dairytogether. A good thing for all farmers to know what's going on. You check it out at the National Farmers Union website as well. Thank you, Bobby. Good luck.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Spend a moment promoting what you can hear that you may not have heard. All kinds of choices. Go to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. For example, the most recent installment is a focus on woodchucks, in part anyway. There's a new organization for dairy farmers called Dairy Together that will hopefully work on rebuilding viable dairy farms. That's one of the things. There's the B Corporation, which also is hot here these days. Ellie Sims, who runs this organization that puts bees in the right spots, shall we say, we know we have a problem with bees. So this lady has launched a beekeeping club at Iowa University with a mission to develop a pollinator-friendly campus there. The club generated 300 members in its first year, some flattering media coverage as well. The B Corp now empowering growers and beekeepers by delivering all kinds of help to beehive activities. So I think that's something for you to think about. We all need those bees. Listen to how we can get them at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. And I also opine about the growing woodchuck problem and various ways to control woodchucks on your farm. And in a moment, I'm going to opine on farmer mental health issues right after this.
Are you getting bored with your dinner options? Can't take another day of unhealthy fast food or ordering in? Well, I've got good news for you. Martha Stewart is doing a free taste test. That's right, free. She's giving away three full-sized meals from her new meal kit delivery service, Martha and Marley Spoon. Martha and Marley Spoon will send fresh, pre-portioned ingredients straight to your door, making it easier than ever to cook a healthy, fulfilling meal in the comfort of your own home. As most of you know, I'm an advocate of fresh food and healthy choices. There are over 18,000 recipes to choose from, and the menus feature a variety of dishes ranging from classic to creative. You'll be eating in just 30 minutes. To be part of Martha's free taste test and to receive your three free meals, be one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810. Get great food sent straight to your door. Text the word FORK to 246-810. Get your free meals today. Just text the word FORK to 246-810.
American family farmers are focused on all kinds of... We heard us talking about the dairy industry. But it isn't just the dairy industry. It's farming in general. And what the weather does to us. I've been very depressed the last couple of weeks, actually, because I can't get on the farm. We keep talking about what we can't do. And so what do you do? Fortunately, I have other things in my life. But if you are, as was described earlier, somebody who spends 12, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week, trying to survive in the dairy industry and in other farming enterprises as well, you can get kind of gloomy. Your outlook on life can get gloomy. And I'm not sure a lot of people have access to mental health resources because the rate of high anxiety compared to other jobs is very... Suicide among farmers is the same, at the same pitch as suicide among former military. It's a serious problem. So there was a group that got together in, I think it was in Montana. Yeah, it was in Montana. They came up with a good idea. About 100 people attended a focus on farming anxiety. A lot of sympathetic ears. It's kind of like AA for farmers. So I guess what I'm suggesting here is that in your area, if outreach hasn't started yet, perhaps you might, along with some others, start a group that could meet once a week on an evening, perhaps for a couple of hours, and talk about what's going on with you in the agriculture industry and maybe how you make each other see the bright side, because there's always a bright side, looking at the animals being born and watch the seedlings coming up out of the ground. There's all kinds of stuff, and what happens at the end of the season. We all are facing the same thing, especially those of us who have multi-generational farms, the smaller farming communities, where there is nothing else going on except farming. And if it's a depressed economy, the people who live there are going to be kind of depressed. And businesses aren't, in general, going to do well. There are storefronts. You go down through Main Street and the stores are all shut down. So let's see if we can try to work on information to bring us together. There are some suicide hotlines that have been directed and put up in the National Farmers Union. Actually done a lot of that in upper Midwestern states. But get a group together and talk about your issues and your feelings. That's a good start to have a better, stronger mental health on the farm. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.